I believe that they're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
like, it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like
that we said before.
He's
his only option.
Man on Hell's Kitchen. Gabriel hates you.
When the economy goes down. So
the blood panel of my vitamin minerals.
Yeah. This is a guy from. This is a guy talking from Woodstock.
I'd say Yankees Dodgers.
Yeah.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We have a special guest with us today, the creator of the Doug Survival Show, Andrew Brehm. Welcome back.
How you doing, Doug?
Welcome back, Andrew. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are going to say, how are you the creator of my podcast? Tell them why, Andrew.
Because I told them during COVID we should start a show.
And we've been doing it ever since. How was your summer, buddy?
My summer was great. I mean, I worked a lot. I got to hang out with my buddies. I graduated from college, and I got to go on vacation to a place I really liked and enjoyed a lot. So,
nice. Where was that?
Charleston, over in South Carolina.
Nice. Nice. We had a great time in Charleston.
We did. We definitely did. Before we went away, I found out Charleston's been ranked numerous times as the number one tourist destination for travel and leisure in the United States. And in 2016, they were ranked number one in the world for that, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, they were.
Nice. And I think you were originally going, and I was like, yo, I got some PTO time. I got personal time. When we go, I'm going to join you guys. And it was honestly probably the best vacation I've had this year besides the two cruises, the Tampa Bay Rays game. Charleston was a blast. As I show the video clips to the audience, I think the first video we got is us in Deco. There's me, you, and Miki. There I am dancing. You know, I got my moves going. It was great. Shout out to Alicia Tremarco for the dance moves. But I thought it was a great vacation.
It was definitely. Last year I went to Myrtle Beach in the same state. It was all right, but it wasn't the best vacation. Because it was more like, this town is more like for teenagers, for kids,
yeah, older adults. It was for people our age.
But Charleston, though, is more for people our age, as you just mentioned.
Yeah, so, it was honestly a blast. There you are, standing, looking like this.
Like a big, tough security guard, you know?
Well, I have the video in there, but speaking of a tough security guard, the best one, we were up there. And these kids were calling you over. They were calling you over. And I see you walking in there. And they really thought you were a security guard. I guess because you were in the all black, you were standing there. There you are in the video. What did they say? Did they like tell you to come up?
Yeah, because they were telling me to push this kid out.
Because I thought you got invited to go up there.
Yeah, I thought the same too. The way they were saying it, I guess it was a little hard for me to understand with the music blasting.
Yeah,
and these kids could have been locals as well from the state. Well, I'm a tourist from another state, and I'm a tourist from a completely different part of the country. You know, things are so much different up here at home compared to people down there.
Now I think we're at that's Trio. There's Miki jumping in the background. Yeah, that's Miki. Trio was alright. It was like a DJ's type of club. But I had a blast at a Ritual.
And you know, it's crazy. I recommended it.
Yeah,
And you were like so against it. And
yeah, then I'm not going to Ritual.
And then as soon as you get there, you're having a blast, and I'm the one who's miserable.
I had the time of my life in Ritual.
And I was the one who's miserable.
Yeah, I got the video clips there, too.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't. And I would say it wasn't exactly like, it wasn't the best night to go either. Not too good because it rained, and everybody had to be shoved inside. So I think it's another reason why I didn't have the best time.
Yeah, it was still, I had a great time.
I definitely did. I definitely would go back again. One of the things I definitely liked about going to South Carolina the last 2 years is having these people ask me, where are you from? Are you like from New York or something? Are you from the Northeast? You know, that's like people, all these people were asking me that. It was because they could hear it in my voice that I can't, that
well,
I
came from another state. Well, we met a few New Yorkers.
What?
We met a few New Yorkers there.
And a few Jersey guys, too.
Yeah, I think in the smoke shop, a few Uber drivers were from Long Island.
Yep.
I ran into four people from
Jersey and New York. The first guy we ran into was the guy at the smoke shop.
Yeah.
I mean, when I asked him about the marijuana laws, he asked me, are you from New Jersey? I said, yes, I am. And he said, I could tell by your accent, the way you're speaking, and of course the weed laws give it away.
Oh yeah, they have like different laws or something. We have different laws compared to throughout the state.
Yep. So he said, I think it's only partially legal, he told me, but it's not fully legalized like it is here. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And
it's completely different here to other states.
Right. And then the second person we ran into was an older gentleman in his 60s, 70s. He was asking us for the visitor center. And I told him repeatedly, I'm not sure.
Oh yeah, that was after the bar we went to, right?
Right. Yes.
Or before,
because
you wanted Chipotle, and I was like, "No, Andrew, I'm on vacation. I'm on vacation. I'm not going to Chipotle."
Right. So he asked us for the visitor center a few times, and I said, "I'm not sure." And then he's like, he asked me, "What are you like from Boston or something?" And I said,
I remember this couple.
And I'm like, "No, I'm not from Boston. I'm from New Jersey." And then he's like, "Oh, we're from there too." And then
Middletown, right?
No, he was from Denville.
Oh,
so that's near Morristown for anybody that doesn't know where that is. And if you live in New Jersey,
there you are with the New York accent.
And then the third person I ran into, was when we were at the food court right around the farmer's market. There was that Pineapple Hut truck there. I wanted some ice cream there.
Oh, yeah. I tried. It's on my Instagram. I tried to make that video, the vlog. I tried to get her reaction of her saying it to me.
No, but this is another one. This is
someone else?
This is another truck. It was in the farm. It was near the farmer's market.
Yeah.
So I literally asked her for some ice cream. I said, "Hey, how you doing? Let me get a regular size chocolate."
Hey, how you doing?
And then while she was getting that for me, she's like, "Where are you from by any chance?" And I said, "I'm from Jersey." And she's like, I'm actually originally from upstate New York,
That's the same girl.
A little bit, probably. But
yeah, the pineapple truck, because I put on my mic and I had you video me, and I wanted her to get
her reaction. Was this in Folly Beach?
Yeah, the same pineapple truck.
No, but this is another pineapple. There was two we ran into.
Oh, I'm thinking of the one where you videoed me.
No, that was another one. But this second one, the girl was from upstate. Well, she was from Westchester, New York, which people say isn't upstate, but I mean, I kind of consider it upstate. I don't know how to describe it, but it's either way, it's part of New York State. We know that. So yeah, she asked me, and then I told her where I was from.
The best?
And then the fourth and final person we ran into was our Lyft driver to take us to the airport to go back home.
Yeah, the one that you made wait.
Right.
Well, you had every Uber driver, you had a 30-minute conversation with.
Yeah, so I just told her where we were going, and then she just revealed to us she was from Long Island. And we just started having a conversation about the Northeast. It's, you know, we're both from the same part of the country.
You're just like your dad.
You're just like your dad, uh-huh.
You remember all these details about these people. I don't even remember any of them. I know who they were, but I don't remember every detail. But that's a good thing. That's a good quality. To be, you're just like your dad, I'm just like my dad.
And nothing, you're like your cousin.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
And you're like your cousin.
Yeah, I'm like my dad. I'm like Dean.
Uh-huh.
James is like my mom.
Yep.
I don't know why he got so mad about that. Tell the story, go ahead.
And that's about it. That's all I have to say.
About the Uber drivers and the people?
Alright, you want me to talk about the rest of them?
I guess go through every Uber driver we had.
I don't really remember, I just...
Well, we had the 90-year-old, one of them, was like 90 years old.
None of us wanted to talk there.
We had the old guy that was maybe in his 70s. He was cool, he reminded me of my grandfather.
And then we had the young black guy in his early 30s.
Yeah, he was cool.
We liked him.
And we had an
Uber. And then we had the British guy.
Yeah.
That drove us to the hotel.
We had the Uber driver coming from the baseball game, but someone took our Uber.
Yep. And we had the guy that took us to the game. It was a guy from Asia, I believe.
Yeah. But it's just amazing how different it is compared to here. Like, people come to me like, you know, Anthony Rosano. Back in the day, he used to say, how come you don't go to like the Shore or DJs, whatever. Mm-hmm. I go here and there. It's not like I don't go.
Right.
But let's go back to Charleston. I was there almost. I loved the clubs there, first of all.
The clubs.
I did my thing.
The clubs are spectacular.
I did my thing there. But the difference with those clubs is from New Jersey, New York, whatever you want to call it, to Charleston. You can make a look at someone in New York City, in the club, at DJs, or anywhere in Belmar. You could look at them, and they could be like, hey, excuse my language. They could be like, hey, a-hole, what the F are you looking at?
Right. And then people are shoving each other, yeah, and then they're giving like, you the look at
there's fights, there's bullshit going on. I'm down in Charleston, and... They're talking to you, having a good time. There's one girl was like, hey, that's the birthday girl. This other girl came up to us dancing while we were singing to Empire State of Mind. I think she got mad at the fact that I was out there having a good time to the blasting of Empire State of Mind. Because a lot of people down south, they don't like New Yorkers.
I don't know about that. I mean, that's
a stereotype. New Yorkers are the most... People don't like New Yorkers. Come on.
I don't know about that.
Think about it. When I got off the airplane, I was pissed off. When I got back into Newark, New Jersey, walking through that airport, people walking in front of me, people slowing down. I'm like, that was aggravated. You saw me in the car. Then, when we got off the plane, first of all, you know you're in a democratic state when the train station does not work.
Yep.
First of all, why are there only two train ticket machines are working for 50 plus people at rush hour. So what we had to do is we had to get off in Newark, and you were like, oh, I don't know. I'm not doing this. What are we doing? I said, Andrew, I know what I'm doing. I've been to Newark many times. Come on. Over 500 times for double games. So we're going to get off in Newark. Then we're going to get on a train in Newark, and that's going to take us down to South Amboy. Talk about a disaster.
It was a disaster, and when you're in a democratic state, expect the DMVs to have very long lines, expect your taxes to be really high,
and then
expect traffic in certain areas to be extremely atrocious, like in Newark.
New York City.
New York City.
Route 18 is bad, Route 9 is bad, traffic throughout New York is like... Traffic throughout the tri-state, even Pennsylvania, I-95 is terrible.
It's not that bad. Philly's not that bad.
It's not that bad, but when it's rush hour, it's like, what is going on?
I've been through rush hour in Philly. It's not that bad.
Yeah. You were driving there, right?
It's in New York. It's New York. It's a disaster.
You were driving there, right?
Yes.
Is that when your car got stuck in the parking center or towed or ticketed?
Ticketed.
Yeah. Tell us about that story.
So what happened was is that... I wanted to go to Philly with my buddies, and we decided to meet up at an outlet mall since one of them doesn't live around the corner.
Must be nice.
So we decided to meet there, and then I left my car there, and I hopped in my buddy's car. We drove off to Philly, and then we got back. The outlet mall was completely closed. The gates were completely shut as well. There was only one gate that was open to get inside, and we got in, and my buddies and I got to my car, and then we noticed there was a ticket inside.
Yeah.
Luckily there was no problems. Luckily all it was just a warning by the mall. That was literally all it was.
Yeah.
So luckily I didn't have to pay anything, nothing. It was just a warning ticket.
Oh, that's good.
So that was about it, and I just went home and went to bed and started the next day off fresh.
Not bad. And Charleston was fun though. You didn't tell people what you do in the hotel?
In the hotel? No.
Yeah.
No, just we had a suite.
That's no. What else did you do?
Nothing else.
Yeah, all right. Angie doesn't want to say it. So I'm sleeping. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Don't say it.
I get up for work at like 5 a.m., 4 o'clock sometimes. We got home from the club around 3. So I'm laying down, 8 o'clock. All right, guys, time to get up. Why did you wake me up that early?
Yeah, because I didn't want you to miss breakfast.
I got breakfast. It was till 10:30.
Yeah.
It was till 10:30.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't miss out.
10, I think 10.
10, 10:30. Come on. You're an early bird. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We just had dinner at our sponsor, the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Thank you, Hector. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you, Lauren. And thank you, Jay. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. Tonight is the last episode of Season 6. Season 7 will be back in 2 weeks with Dougie and the Boys, Episode 1 of Season 2 for Dougie of the Boys. And hopefully we have more Dougie's Political Hour episodes coming. We have many guests from Dan Francisco to Carolyn to Jim. Shane even did some political talk. So we're looking forward to Season 7. And we're looking forward to Dougie's Political Hour. And we'll be right back.
Hold on, because that's not what Rogers said. Rogers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
well, look at that water behind me, James.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get behind.
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Well, thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm like an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto honestly. Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, Jimmy's the idiot.
That's crazy. He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit. Now they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight?
No. 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
So, are you delusional to say Chicago?
DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Jimmy, you see what you made her walk out?
I don't want to hear
it. Left this place.
This is a guy talking from Woodstock and taking pills. He's worried about being wholesome and natural.
He asked what I wanted to drink, yeah, so I told him I wanted the Malibu. We were in the casino.
Yes, but...
Here's Chef Hector
running the show at the Monkey Bar. Yes,
Hector made it on the camera. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Saravo Broadcast and the Doug Saravo Show. We got Andrew Brehm on the show. Andrew, what's on your mind right now?
More about Charleston. We haven't gone over everything, you know.
So what haven't we gone over?
What church is like down there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So we found a church. We walked, what, maybe 3-4 blocks?
5.
All right, 5 blocks. I think it was the cathedral. So we get in there. Everyone's dressed up. Everyone is, you know, ready for Mass. It's nice and quiet. And the music's playing throughout the procession, mass. The procession where they do the collection, they bring up the body, they bring up the blood, the wine, the host. And I'm sitting there, and next thing you know, all I hear is people were getting into it, they were clapping, and it's come a lot different up north. You know, I've been to churches throughout New Jersey, New York. And from what I see is a lot of people, not all, but some of them, they don't care. They dress up. I'm guilty for it. I wear sports shirts, sweatshirts. Sometimes I dress up when I read. Sometimes I dress up just because I want to. But the standard here up north is people don't care. I don't think they take it seriously. Some churches are still in COVID times where, you know, they wear a mask or, you know, they don't give out the blood. We got the blood of Christ.
Or they don't shake hands.
They don't shake hands. I noticed that. At some churches, I'm waving to people.
Same.
And the next thing I know, I see everybody here shaking hands.
And then the wine being passed out to people.
Yeah.
Well, in churches up north, it's just so different.
Uh-huh.
And then when the music, going back to the music that was played at the church in Charleston, it was like cheerful music.
Yeah, it was upbeat, while, tempo.
It was upbeat, right. Well, the churches I've been to up here, they play music like you're at a funeral home.
Yeah, the organ is like...
It's so depressing and so... negative.
Yeah, the church and like I think there's one in like New York somewhere that I went to. It was like that, and it was like it seems like it's all like gloomy. You know, the music is like out of tone. I mean, it's the same songs, but I think it's all on the music, the organ, and how they play it. What was I gonna say? Go to we're talking. Oh, and then, like, you go to church up here, could be local, could be out of state. People are talking throughout Mass. You hear them talking when you get in. You know, some priests do call it out and say, you know, this is church, this is God's home, Jesus is present, the body of Christ is present. And up there, we walked in, it was quiet, it was respectful, people were silent.
Right.
But... you know, that's something we can't control, but different cultures, the way of living is different down there. Like, and if you go to clubs down there, all the girls were dressed up like they wanted to get married. They were wifey material.
Right, and then there was
just... Up here, girls don't really...
They dress like they're, I don't even want to mention it. They dress more casually up here.
Yeah.
But there were plenty of girls I saw in the clubs that dressed casually down there, too.
Yeah, different lifestyles compared to where we're from.
Right, and I also, when I was at the club, I asked for a grail. So it's like a drink you get here in New Jersey and some
New
of the...
New Jersey. I love that
New
accent.
New Jersey. So you get it at some of the clubs here. It's like it's kind of like it's like a Smirnoff kind of drink. It could be blue or red.
Oh, they didn't know what it was?
They did not know what it was. I asked when we went to this club, Deco, I asked the bartender repeatedly for a grail. She was clueless about what I was saying. So it tells you that grails are not a thing down
there. What's in it?
I'm not exactly sure, but it feels like it tastes kind of like Smirnoff, so it doesn't have that much alcohol in it. It's like 5-10%.
Yeah. That's not bad.
So.
That's not really bad, though.
No, it's not. It's good. That's probably one of my favorite drinks to get when I'm up here because it's not heavy on my mind and body.
On your mind and body?
Well, yeah, because alcohol affects your mind, you know?
Not mine. Not mine.
It does. Uh-huh.
I'm living life.
Yep.
That's why I got the drink package on the cruise.
Yep.
I've never been drunk in front of you, Andrew.
No, you have.
Oh, you're supposed to defend me.
You, uh-huh, very funny.
I know, DJs, cruise.
Yep. What else do we have to mention? Oh, yeah, the beaches, how are they different? The beaches are another thing I notice are different. So I went to Myrtle Beach last year, and this year I went to Folly Beach. And I noticed both beaches down in South Carolina are different compared to the beaches in Jersey. The sand is much softer. The water is much warmer. And then it's not as steep. There's more low tide, I noticed, down at the beaches in South Carolina compared to the ones in Jersey I've been to.
Yeah.
But so that's what I've noticed that's different. And then also when I walk out of the when I would walk out of the water out of these beaches, I wouldn't have all the sand and rocks in my trunks compared to a lot of the beaches I've been to in Jersey. So that's another thing I noticed that was very different. And then you don't have to pay to get on the beach.
Oh yeah, in Jersey, take my money, government, take my money. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pay to enjoy God's nature because that's what sheep do. We obey.
Uh-huh.
I just had the video play. Remember when I was like, yo, let's get one more drink? And you guys like, no, we're going to bed.
I was exhausted.
That's when you woke me up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. But I would say if you guys are ever wanting to go to a beach, probably Myrtle Beach would be best. But unless you're looking for a club scene, party scene, Charleston's your place.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for like a laid-back place, Myrtle Beach is the place to go. And if you're looking for a big beach town, Myrtle Beach is the place to go in that state in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure too much about Hilton Head. I never really been there. But to me, it just seems like it's like the Dominican Republic is what it is.
Well, the best part was everything was walking distance.
In Charleston, yes.
You did a good job with the hotel.
That was Dean.
Yeah, but I was there and you said, do you want to do this one? I said, yeah, let's do this one. Just where we don't have to get a rental car.
Yes, I did.
But yeah, that was a good vacation.
I definitely would consider it to anybody, especially people around our age, to go down there.
Yeah.
And I noticed, you know, I didn't notice is that not that many people from this state go to Charleston. I noticed that in this state, they like to go to Southeast Florida, specifically Miami, and then other places like Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach. And then the other places they like to go to include like Nashville and Tennessee, Las Vegas. Or they like to go to one of these like tropical destinations, like Aruba, Puerto Rico, Mexico. That's what I've noticed with people in our state, in Jersey and New York. They like to go to Florida or a tropical paradise outside the U.S. or an island that's considered to be part of the United States. That's something I noticed. Or they go to Nashville, like I just said, or maybe possibly Vegas, but. Yeah, but I noticed with South Carolina, I noticed the most popular place for people in this part of the country to visit is Myrtle Beach. I noticed that seems to be the most popular spot for people in New Jersey and New York to visit. I think it's honestly because they think of the Jersey Shore when they think of the word beach. And I also think they think of Coney Island and also the Long Island beaches as well. That's I'm also thinking in my mind.
That's where they go down?
What?
That's where they go down south?
To Myrtle Beach specifically. Out of all the tourist destinations in South Carolina, I think that's why that's the most popular spot to visit for people in Jersey and New York.
Is that your opinion or is that factual?
I feel like what I'm seeing, it's factual. I notice more people from this part of the country have gone down to Myrtle Beach than Charleston. I've seen a few people go down to Charleston before I went down there. But I see most of the people going down to Myrtle Beach. It just seems like the most popular spot for people in the state to visit.
And it's the right thing to do.
Right.
Nice. So that's like...
So Myrtle Beach is like a safe haven for the Jersey and New York people. The big safe haven in South Carolina for Jersey and New York people.
Yeah.
So that's what I honestly think it is. And I heard golf is a big thing in Myrtle Beach compared to Charleston, even though golf started in Charleston, from my understanding.
Especially for the Ranger fans, golf is their thing.
Right. And that's really what I have to say.
Yeah, golf is their things.
Right.
For Ranger fans, they love to golf. That's all they do. That's all they do during the summer.
Right.
Because their summer ends in like April, May. So they have a long summer. What can I say?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little about your boy. Let's talk about your boy.
What boy?
Donald Trump.
Yes.
Is he going to be the next president of the United States?
It's very hard to determine. I mean, you know, the news is, it's, excuse me.
The people want him.
The people do want him, but.
But with
everything going on, it's like it's so hard to know if he's going to run or not.
But Washington, he is running. He's running. The people want Trump.
Right.
But Washington, D.C. doesn't want Trump.
No.
They don't want him. And I love how they keep saying, oh, he's a threat. Donald Trump is a threat to our nation. He's a threat to democracy. Get out of here with your bullshit. Donald Trump is not a threat to democracy. Donald Trump is a threat to career politicians, to Washington, D.C. That's why they do not want him in, because they know that he is going to destroy what they have been doing to the American people for years. Putting America last. Putting foreign countries first. Donald Trump is no threat to its nation. Come on, get out of here with that nonsense, that political correct nonsense. Come on. Donald Trump is no threat to me. He's no threat to you. He's no threat to the worker, the blue-collar worker. Donald Trump is a threat to the politicians who are bought and controlled for. That's why he's a threat. And no one wants to admit that truth. That's why they keep spilling that. Donald Trump is a threat. Yeah, he's a threat to you. Not a threat to us. Not a threat to the nation. Not a threat to democracy, like you say.
Yep.
So, Andrew, you got any more final thoughts before we head to a commercial break and then when we come back? Actually, you want to do... We'll do a quick commercial break and then when we come back and we'll do our final thoughts segment. Sounds good?
Yes.
My man, Andrew Brehm, will be right back. The Doug Charles Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by.
Sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
The Cleveland Guardians, they basically ran away with that division.
They're all over Hawaii. It's Hawaii, obviously.
Oh, of course.
There's going to be some good-looking girls.
He would, like, wear, like, McKinnon, and then he would...
Better than every other American League team.
Yeah, but this is my show.
MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
Hey, All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Strauss Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got Andrew Brehm, the creator of the Doug Strauss Show. You know, we started this show at Connecticut School of Broadcasting on messenradio.com. And, you know, we took a pause, and then COVID came, and Andrew said, let's give my Instagram fans a weekly live show and give them updates. And that turned into the Doug Strauss Show podcast. So, Andrew, congratulations on being the creator of this show. Final thoughts, Andrew. Could be politics, could be the show, could be Charleston, whatever you want. You got 30 seconds.
So, before I went to Charleston, I heard about Charleston briefly. And I thought for a while Charleston was a boring historical town. Because I notice up north, a lot of the historical towns up here have not that much for you to do, at least for a young adult. But then I eventually found out Charleston is like the Miami or the Las Vegas of South Carolina, which I was really shocked to know about. Eventually I just decided to go there for vacation, and it turned out to be a great vacation.
All right, my final thoughts is this. Live life the way you know how to do it. Travel. Enjoy the world. Put yourself first. Do not worry about what other people say or do. If they tell you you need a plan B, you don't need a plan B. The only reason why they say you need a plan B is because they can't accomplish what they want or what they wanted to do in their lives. Right, Andrew?
Yep.
Follow your dreams, follow your heart. And we'll see you guys next time for Season 7. The Doug Strauss Show is brought to you by, as always, by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. And each episode is brought to you by our good friends, Nicole and Dave, Go Sports, Team Fisher for Life. If you want more information throughout the world of sports, all you got to do is talk to Dave. We'll see you guys in a few weeks for Season 7. We're going to produce a vlog for our cruise I'm going on, and we'll probably premiere it the Monday or Tuesday I come back. We'll see you guys next time.
Take care. Brush your hair. Take it easy. Have a great night.
Brush your hair. What the heck was that?
It's just a phrase.
Must be nice.
Yep.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.
They're gonna slip back a little bit. Ben,
do you ever ask yourself the question as to
town, things that haven't been done before?
You're like,
it's more than just Joe Biden, though. Like, it's just like people, even
overpay for DeGrom, and I
think this is a great way for us to gather.
I'll be looking for another job after this is all. I can tell you that.
I'm here with your name behind it, hoping that.
Why didn't Trump fire Fauci? He could have gotten rid of him.
There's a lot of things we can have checked out.
So talk whatever we want.
It's sports. Well, I'll tell you,
no matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.